The most exciting thing about working here is having nature at our fingertips to be able to come out any time of the day and pick something fresh for the chefs of both Carla and Umi to see the vegetables grow from scratch to finish and then be able to showcase that to the customer is definitely one of the most exciting things here.
I stepped out of the elevator on the 51st floor and I see this amazing view in front of me. Where are we, Chris?
Yeah, welcome to the One Arden Food Forest. It's conceptualized by the One Group in collaboration with Edible Garden City. It's the world's highest rooftop urban farm. We have over 130 varieties of crops. It keeps changing. There's more and more that I add to the list all the time. And then the garden is always constantly evolving and it's also very dynamic with the different seasons and the different stages of growth of the plant. I work very closely with the chefs. We have this really, really nice collaborative relationship where they have a dream list that grows all the time and we test out different things. You know, sometimes they pass me some plants to try it out. Most don't work, but the few that succeed eventually make it on the menu.
Anything we can think of growing, we grow and use it on a daily basis. Some plants I wanted Chris to grow for us were the tiger nut. It's a tuber, a superfood, dating back to Africa thousands of years ago. It's amazing for the soil. The reward you get from it in terms of yield is amazing. Flavor, you know, suits the menu really well.
All right, this is the tiger nut. Yeah, the idea of growing this was introduced by Chef John because he used to work in Spain and that's where they use the tiger nut milk as a dairy replacement.
They taste very much like watered chestnut. In flavor and also in texture.
It's really like almost like a dairy alternative.
It's sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yes. It's delicious.
Yeah. Alright, May. So you know how garlic usually smells?
Yes.
And your breath always smells after that.
Chicken rice, garlic. Yes.
So this is called society garlic, and it won't make your breath smell.
I can smell the garlicness. The first taste is quite vegetal, and then you get the garlic hit.
Yeah. But there's a really, really nice floral flavor,
yes.
And it's used in the Japanese restaurant Umi. I think they really like the delicate flavor. This is called wasabina, or wasabi mustard. So it's part of the mustard family. It is very, very spicy. It tastes almost like wasabi, so it really, really packs a punch. And the chefs use it in the Japanese restaurant Umi.
Keep talking.
Having vegetables like this is, you harvest it straight for the restaurant. The flavor is so much better than something that's air flown. It loses a lot of that fieriness and that sweetness over the flight.
Potentially what we can achieve here, I think, has no limits. Unique vegetables that haven't been grown in Singapore before. We're trying our best to, you know, find interesting ways to grow this, how we can, you know, propagate these to grow really well. And then we get to showcase this to the guests that come through.